Hi, Leah. How's it
Thank
going?
you
How's
for
your life?
having me here.
It's been long overdue. You're one of the most, I would say, awaited guests on our.
You put me up on some pedestal. But, yeah, you're totally flattering.
I was just telling everyone about the work you've done and the work you've been doing. I'll just hand it over to you. You can talk a little bit about all three initiatives you're running right now.
Sure. So, I'll start. So I started doing animal welfare work about 10 years ago. And since then, we've been rehoming abandoned animals, getting stray animals neutered or sterilized, and a lot of accident emergency work there. And apart from that, I also help with wildlife rescue. So mainly like sea turtles and animals that get washed ashore on Juhu Beach.
Right.
So they kind of contact us, and then we contact the forest department and the vets in that space and get these turtles rescued, rehabilitated, and then we actually hopefully release them once they're doing okay.
Right.
So I'm a scuba diver, and hence I think all my activities kind of tie around this.
Right.
So be it the animal welfare work or be it my baby, which is sucking eco straws,
right,
or India for its oceans.
So let's talk a little bit about what you just said. So you were a scuba diver. You probably saw the problem we're all sort of seeing now in the oceans. Then you decided you want to do something about it. So how, first of all, do you build a business around a problem you obviously see? It's obviously very daunting, right? Being able to start a company from scratch. You see there's a problem, but obviously there's a problem for a reason. People are adopting eco-friendly practices. It's obviously cheaper to go the plastic route every single time. So how are you thinking about this problem? How are you thinking about solving it?
So I actually started when I was working with a BMC corporator. I had quit my job as a designer, moved back from Delhi to Mumbai. And I decided I wanted to do some kind of social work. So we started propagating a plastic-free lifestyle and actually went from one establishment to the other and telling them, like, guys, these are things you shouldn't sell, or these are things you shouldn't use, or these are things you shouldn't offer to your clients.
Right.
And that's when they kind of turned around and they were like, listen, you need to give us an alternative. Otherwise, there's the dough. Please get out.
Right. Absolutely.
You know, that was a natural reaction to it. So that's kind of how this started. And I was having brunch at Bastion, which is a very popular place in Mumbai for all of you that do not live here. And that's when, like, Chef Kelvin and I started having a conversation. And he's like, listen, I'm really looking for some reusable straws. So, since you're doing all of this, can you kind of help me out? And I was like, yeah, sure. So I contacted my partner. I mean, he used to work, he manufactures products made out of steel.
Right.
So I called him and I said, hey, can we make something reusable for this restaurant, and let's help them out. You know, he wants to do it because he cares about the environment. So that's kind of how it all started. Like, there was no, like, it was, I didn't have this business idea or anything. It was very organic.
Right.
So just started off with helping him. So we made some steel straws for him, tested them out in his restaurants, got feedback, kept changing the products as per, you know, the feedback that we were receiving. And then he suddenly placed an order for all three of his restaurants.
Right.
And we were like, okay, if we're doing this for him, why not actually go out and help other people adapt these eco-friendly measures?
So I think it's a moment of realization you have as an entrepreneur when people start adopting something that you thought, you know, was important. But how do you make that into a business, right? So obviously the cost of a steel straw is way more, especially in a restaurant, et cetera, where they're cost conscious than using a plastic straw. A lot of this has to do with education, and that kind of brings me to your next India for its oceans, your next sort of a concept or idea. So can you tell me about how those two fit in together and how you're using education as a means to sort of tell people that over the long run, this makes more sense?
Right. So, I mean, to the Indian market, like, a lot of us are very well-traveled, but there's a huge chunk of the Indian population that isn't. right? So first thing is we need to desensitize them to these new products, to products they've never seen before or used before. So initially, yes, there's always some kind of apprehension. But over the years, you know, thanks to the media bringing light to it, or thanks to things that are going on in the environment right around us, people are realizing they're becoming more conscious. So yes, it's a slow process as a business owner. You know, you don't see your business flourishing overnight. It's not a kind of product that people would adapt to very quickly. They have a lot of concerns in regards to hygiene, cleanliness. So we had to kind of build that awareness around it and take them step by step. And that's kind of how India for its Oceans helps suck in eco straws. So India for its Oceans was started last year around this time. And it was started because, I mean, I live very close to the beach. So I would see the impact or the amount of garbage that was on the beach every single day, despite the BMC coming and cleaning it. The water will keep throwing up all the garbage that's pumped into it, right? And there's no end to it. So beach cleanups aren't really a solution. What they do help is educate and make people aware of the kind of trash that's there. Okay, so India for its Oceans started to kind of unite any individuals as well as NGOs that were already doing this kind of work, bring everyone together, you know, give a platform to these NGOs to speak to individuals, to gather volunteers for their particular causes, as well as this activity would make anyone who is on the beach think, you know, like if you're walking and you're doing a cleanup and you find, say, plastic cutlery or you find milk packets, you're like, okay, can I really do without this product? You know, you have that self-actualization or that self-awareness. So it kind of started with that self-awareness. Like you start with realizing what you can replace in your life, what you can avoid using completely in your life. And then what we started doing is building up on this. So we started with beach cleanups, and then we used to always add something to the beach cleanup. So we used to teach people, like, how do you segregate your waste?
Right.
What do you do with the waste that you segregate? You know, what do you do with all that plastic waste? Which NGOs can you contact that will come to your doorstep and collect all this plastic waste? Right. So all to kind of educate people and make them become conscious about their own consumption and offer them a solution as well.
Right. That actually leads me to a couple of questions now, and they're both very pertinent, especially today given COVID. The first one is obviously convenience, right? Where all of us are now going to be ordering home. There's going to be Amazon that's going to be delivering. Convenience has become a big factor in any new startup that's coming up. For example, if you take someone like Amazon, it works because it's convenient. Swiggy, even though I know there's a restaurant down the street that I can just walk to, I'll try and, you know, call Swiggy to come and deliver it. So how it must be overwhelming to you as an eco-entrepreneur who's sort of trying to build that reasoning in people's head that, hey, this is something you can go without or you can avoid. But then you have all of these people who are marketing the exact opposite thing with a lot of marketing money saying that, hey, we deliver this to your doorstep. We will give you, you know, fancy packaging, things like that. So how do you deal with that specific situation?
See, fortunately, the government is also trying to bring about this change. Right. So they have new laws in terms of, say, plastic, for example, like single use plastic. They're going and finding manufacturers. So that is really helping. And of course, awareness is helping. But I mean, there's only so much one as a business owner can do. Right. And of course, now I don't know if you're aware, but Amazon and Flipkart have pledged to go plastic free with all their packaging.
Right.
So they are forcing all their sellers. We sell on Amazon too. So we were given, I mean, a bunch of emails were sent across to us by both the companies saying that, listen, the government has put this guideline in order. So we have to comply with it. And you as a seller also have to comply with this. And if you don't, we're going to fine you.
Right.
I mean, unfortunately, that's kind of how Indians work.
Right. Yeah.
You know, with fear.
Yeah, so, absolutely. Yeah.
That's kind of how it's working. Of course, it's slow, you know, like there are a lot of days where I feel like, okay, let me just give up on this idea. It's not working. how long is it going to take, how do I educate people? And a lot of these people who go in for these products are actually the ones who have some kind of education.
Right.
I'm not saying that the most educated, but it's very easy. Like, most of us actually sit and blame, like, oh, they generate so much garbage in the slums.
Right.
But we've done a study, like I personally have done a study where we compared the amount of garbage that a family of four living in a slum generates compared to a family of a higher income.
Right.
And we generate three times the amount of garbage they generate.
I mean, that's a sort of stat that you see around the world as well, right? US being a very developed economy generates more waste than most of the world combined. So we're seeing that.
Exactly.
I think being educated, being access to cheap and again convenience is sort of being detrimental to the environment, and we're seeing more and more of that with the floods. We're seeing pandemics coming across, which is all sort of linked to the environment being misused or mistreated. Let's talk a little bit about that as well. So now, obviously, your concept, which is sort of reusable straws or steel straws, reusable anything now, is sort of affected by the fact that you have this virus in the air, or not in the air, but you have this virus going around, and you have people who are going to be like, no, I want my own cup, or I want my own, my own cup, but or they want reusable, reusable stuff, sorry.
Yeah.
The point is that I'm trying to make is that masks, gloves, straws, cups, all of these things are now going to be something that you throw away after you use once. Things that you could have used again and again. So obviously there's opportunities that arise from this, but your existing business model, are you relooking at that as well?
Yeah. So when it comes to this pandemic, the WHO has actually mentioned that people who are not healthcare workers or not who aren't putting their lives at danger every day. So they're like people who aren't policemen or who aren't healthcare workers or anyone who has to go out and interact with people who could be COVID positive do not actually require to wear an N95 single-use disposable mask or a surgical mask or gloves for that matter.
Right.
We can all go in for cloth ones that are just come by how you wash your clothes, you wash your mask. And you try it. So you maybe purchase three reusable masks rather than wearing 100, rather than getting say 100 single-use disposable masks. Yes, exactly. Perfect. So something like that, which is so easy. Yeah, you just wash it with hot water, hang it to dry, and it's clean for you to wear the next day.
Right.
So in fact, India for its Oceans has a new campaign which we're just launching, which is called the Wash and Wear Challenge. So basically encouraging different people to take a picture wearing your reusable mask and tag 10 friends to do the same. So just spreading so much knowledge. And guys, for anyone who has any kind of doubts in terms of what's right and what's wrong and how you should protect yourself during this COVID pandemic, please log on to the WHO website and you'll have all the information there. There are a lot of nonsensical news that's floating around. Don't just believe anything you read, and don't even believe me for that matter. Go and get your own verified information.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's very important to talk about that, especially because I see and often we're a co-working space as well, right? So everything, all our clients are basically said, we'll come in, but you need to keep like plastic cups so we can drink water from it, etc. So what we are sort of promoting is get your own water bottles from home. I think it's very important to not forget that the reason this is happening is because we were mistreating the environment. It's all linked. So it's all comes back to us to sort of solve that challenge, and businesses need to adapt to something like that, and we're adapting quickly. I also want to actually touch upon the first thing we spoke about, which is animal welfare. I think that does, especially during this time, is becoming more and more pertinent, where you're seeing a spike in number of adoptions, also a spike in the number of animals that are being mistreated
abandoned.
As well as abandoned. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So let me talk to you a little bit about that and how we as common people who care about animals can help.
Okay. So now, because of a lot of us sitting at home, actually one thing that we can all do is like, if you ever dreamt of having a pet or you've always wanted to have a pet and somewhere you haven't been able to because you haven't had the time or whatever, for whatever reasons, now is actually a great time to go out and foster an animal that is in need of a temporary home just until the animal gets adopted. or until it moves into its new home. You know, this is something that in India, I mean, it's a huge concept in the West, but in India, we don't have a very strong concept of this, of fostering or being a foster parent. So right. instead of actually going and adopting an animal, you're making much more difference to many more animals that need a temporary place to live. So fostering is one of the options. Another thing is helping NGOs get connected to the right kind of people that are looking to adopt. Or actually, even if you and I are just taking a walk, going outside, cycling, whatever, and we see some kind of animal in need. So say an animal that's been hit. Or, you know, reach out, take a picture. It's pretty simple. Everyone has smartphones these days, right? Take a picture of the animal, contact a friend who maybe is into this animal welfare work. Will guide you to a nearby NGO and get the animal help that it needs. Also, because of the kind of floods and the rains that we've been having in the past few days in Mumbai, I would say, please open your buildings or societies or whatever to any stray animal that might just require temporary shelter. Because right. these rains are scary. Yeah? There are trees falling and things falling from everywhere. So just right. let that animal rest there for whatever, 1, 2, 3 hours, and it'll go by itself. You know, so right. just open your heart a little bit. That little bit can actually do a lot for that animal in you.
Right. And it's really powerful coming from you because that's all you've done. You've opened your heart. You're in Bombay by cleaning their beaches, by helping animals, and also building a whole business behind, you know, reducing the amount of pollution you're creating. So it's super inspiring, Riya. Thank you so much for coming on today.
Thank you for having me, Umang.
For more information, I'm also going to be putting up the Sucking Straws Instagram page on our bio, so you guys can go okay. on our bio and have a look at it. Any more resources you can share as well, if you can just mention those here.
Sure. So I'm going to send you a couple of links which you can tag in terms of the amount of garbage that's being generated because of the pandemic, in case anyone's interested in reading that. Also, another thing is, in case any of you are ever looking to adopt a pet, please DM me on Instagram. We always have a lot of animals that need good homes. Or even if you would like to help out, but you don't know where to start.
Right.
Feel free to DM me and I'll be happy to guide you.
Perfect. Again, that's really helpful. I'll share all of these links. Thank you so much again for coming on a Saturday. Really appreciate your time.
Thank you, Umang. Thank you.
All right. Take care. Bye.
Okay. See you. Bye.